Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The U.S. copyright holder of the Sherlock Holmes series of novels has threatened to withdraw permission for a film sequel if producers develop a homoerotic storyline. The recently produced theatrical film Sherlock Holmes was released in the UK on Boxing Day, hours after its United States premiere. It stars Robert Downey Jr. as the famous detective and Jude Law as his sidekick, Dr. Watson. In interviews, Downey has discussed the homoerotic tension between the two characters, who are shown wrestling and sharing a bed. He recently told David Letterman that he wondered whether Holmes was a very butch homosexual. However, the U.S. copyright holder, Andrea Plunkett, has threatened to withdraw permission for a sequel if Holmes and Watson become gayer. She told Total Film, quote, "I hope this is just an example of Mr. Downey's black sense of humor. It would be drastic, but I would withdraw permission for more films to be made if they feel that is a theme they wish to bring out in the future. I am not hostile to homosexuals, but I am to anyone who is not true to the spirit of the books," end quote. Before the film's release, one critic, the homophobic hate talk radio host Michael Medved, claimed that the gay twist could turn cinema audiences off. He said, quote, "They know that making Holmes and Watson homosexual will take away 2/3 of their box office. Who is going to want to see Downey and Law make out? I don't think it would be appealing to women. Straight men don't want to see it," end quote. As is usual, box office receipts show Medved's opinion to be in error, as Sherlock Holmes is currently faring extremely well in both the U.S. and U.K., coming in at second behind Avatar last week. In 2008, Downey told Rolling Stone that he had manufactured a bisexual image for himself, suggesting that it was not his actual orientation. And Jane Hill, main anchorwoman for the BBC's 24-hour news channel and occasionally seen on PBS rebroadcasts of BBC World Service News in the United States, has revealed that she is a lesbian for the first time in BBC's in-house magazine Ariel. Hill spoke about cohabitating in North London with her partner and their dog. Among Hill's special assignments for the BBC have been the 9/11 attacks and President Obama's inauguration. There's a new web address where you can download or subscribe to the podcast version of Out Front. Just point your browser to budurl.com/outfront. That's budurl.com/outfront, all one word. @baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.